Nestled in the Breede River Valley on South Africa's Western Cape, rows and rows of wine grapes stretch from the valley floor to the nearby mountain ranges. About an hour's drive from Cape Town, you'll find De Toits Kloof Wines. And while you'd expect to find a cellar door, what is less expected is the nearby primary school and daycare centre. It's part of the largest social responsibility project in the world, Fair Hills, which is coordinated by Tinny Smith.
Our first year, the premium money was 235,000 rand, and it grown into 4.2 million rand. The 4.2 million rand is used for the running of all the different projects. First, we started with the daycare centres or the creches. We have 38 workers in the project. 26 of them are teachers, previously working on the farms, went for training, and now they are the caretakers and the teachers at the daycare centres. We have 170 kids. They get three meals. They get transport to and from the daycare centres. They get real good education.
What started as a cooperative winery in 1962 with 12 families now includes 22 member farms and more than 1,600 workers. The 4.2 million rand in premium money works out to be about 425,000 Australian dollars. It's paid to farmers on top of the fair trade minimum price they receive. It goes into a communal fund to be used as they see fit. And at Fair Hills, that's funding a primary school, three daycare centres, a medical centre, library and computer lab, as well as programs to encourage students into higher education and sport.
Never thought that our kids can play chess, but at the moment we have 13 of them got regional colours and 8 of them this year were invited to Gauteng to the SA Championships. So they're really doing well with the chess. We have 32 kids playing competitive chess at the moment. We built a kitchen and we started a feeding scheme so the kids get a decent meal, breakfast and lunch. We take the kids from 3 months old at the daycare centres right through. At the moment we have 2 kids in college and 9 kids in university. We have 14 kids that finished college and they're in different jobs working at the project and also outside. One of the kids you will meet her at the computer centre and one is down at the library.
That former student working at the library is Marsha, who is now studying a degree in information science. She says she's seen what the project has delivered for her community.
Yes, it has changed a lot because when I was in school, I have to go to town, to go to the library or to get information when I have to do a task or something, and now everything easier. So they don't have to go so far because we have to walk from town and that's a very long end. But now everything is here, and when they come, I help them. If they can't work on the computers, I'll show them how. And
what's their favourite books?
They love every book. Mostly fiction. They love the stories.
A short walk from the library is one of the project's childcare centres. Kids are playing on swings and toy bikes under the watchful eyes of their teacher, Fila Feniarden. She says the children and their families now have opportunities to succeed that just weren't there when the program started.
A lot have changed here. For us, for the farm workers, for the children here at school.
So how do you feel when you see some of your kids go on and be successful at school?
Nice.
Yeah. Are they a handful sometimes? They've seen.
Very handful. They are very handful.
What do these kids need most?
At our school, they need love from the teachers here, and we protect them if they are at school here. Mm-hmm. Protect them every day.
Australia plays its part in supporting programs like the one at Fair Hills. In the past 5 years, retail sales of fair trade products has boomed, growing by 70% to a retail value of 260 million Australian dollars. Fair Trade Australia says that reflects changing consumer behaviour, but the challenge remains to increase awareness of what it can do for farmers in their home countries. For Fair Hills coordinator Tinny Smith and the community around De Toits Kloof Wines in South Africa, it couldn't be clearer.
The good thing is the workers. took ownership of this project. When we started it in the beginning, because of the past, first we had to go to the producers and say we want to start this project and work with the people, and it will cost money and it will take time, and at the end they said yes, and then we had to go to the workers, and because of the past they said, well, this is just another trick from the producers. And after 2 years, when we started building the daycare centres, they see the difference, and now they took ownership of this and they're running it.
How can the people hearing these stories help?
Just by getting involved.
And does it show people who are not from Africa that something like buying fair trade does really make a difference?
I think you've seen today that it definitely makes a difference, and especially in the young people, definitely make a difference.